Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israeli medical officials said Friday that a stampede broke out during a Jewish religious festival in the country's northern region, killing at least 44 and injuring around 150 people. The tragedy, one of the deadliest civilian disasters in the country's history, occurred at Mount Moron. The event attracts tens of thousands from the ultra-Orthodox community. U.S. health regulators pledged again Thursday to try to ban menthol cigarettes. The Food and Drug Administration has attempted several times to get rid of menthol, but faced pushback from big tobacco, members of Congress, and Americans wanting freedom of choice. The lawsuit filed by anti-smoking and medical groups last summer is to force the FDA to finally make a decision. SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral in Florida on Wednesday, putting another 60 Internet satellites into orbit. Over 1,500 Starlink satellites have been deployed by SpaceX, each weighing 550 pounds. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Former President Trump says a 2024 presidential run is a probability at this time. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Well, 100% I'm thinking about running.
Former President Trump saying he's mulling a 2024 run for the White House. The former president continues.
We will, I think, be very successful. If we were very successful, look, I ran twice, and the second time I got 12 million more votes than the first time, which very rarely happens for a president. I got the largest number of votes in the history of our country for a sitting president. And I was told if I got 66 million, you couldn't lose. I got 75 million.
Trump also telling Fox Business he's considering Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as his running mate.
The 45th president is urging Americans to keep an eye on the 2020 election forensic audit going on now in Maricopa County, Arizona. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Is President Biden bringing the United States together as a people? Democrat analyst Lakai Vinson on Fox News says yes.
Let's first establish that it is normal for presidents to enter executive orders when they enter office. In fact, Trump had 220 executive orders. And so when Biden entered office, he had to reverse those laws that were codified by the Trump administration, which supported divisiveness, such as the Muslim ban and the separation of families at the border. So the unfortunate part is, Todd, is that Republicans are using unity as a tool to whine when they don't get their way.
The opinion editor at Fee, Brad Palumbo, disagrees.
I just completely disagree. I think the first 100 days of the Biden administration have belied his promises of unity, compromise, and moderation. I mean, he has pushed not just executive orders, but $6 trillion in proposed spending. That's 40 $33,000 per U.S. household. That would make Obama or even FDR blush. So he's come in and he's totally overstepped his mandate to push a progressive agenda that's not what people actually voted for, and he's done it on party lines, like a COVID bill that doesn't work with any Republicans, and an infrastructure approach that just totally eschewed the bipartisan approach for a party line path. So that's not unifying or moderate in my book.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, good morning, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Horace Cooper joins us now, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator as well. Hey, Mr. Horace, I guess we're about ready to hook up with you right now. How you doing, buddy? Can you hear me? I think we're still waiting for Horace. Lots to talk about. Oh, there he is. Okay, just like that, he appears right behind. Just in time, always. Just in time, Horace Cooper. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
It's always great to come on the program.
Well, exactly. Hey, Horace, I was trying to go in and process how the things that we should talk about, and I thought it might be appropriate to maybe have the talk, you know, the quote-unquote talk with people. There was a video in 2008 that Chris Rock put out, how not to get your butt, your whatever you want to call it, in his own terms, kicked by the police. And it was a hysterical video. If you haven't seen it, you haven't seen it. And it was interesting because a lot of, you know, a lot of people talked, even recently, about their fathers not giving them the talk. You and I think, may have talked about it. But again, we still have kids running around doing stupid things. It's almost like, can we just put a pause on this for just a minute and maybe talk to the kids and parents and say, look, if you haven't given the talk, here's the talk. You know, when you have a situation when you're, you know, being confronted by the police or having an interaction with a police officer. And we know in this country there are literally, I mean, there are millions of contacts where police are having a contact with a citizen for any type of reason whatsoever. And look, if you have a gun in your hand, you don't go running with the gun in your hand. You drop the gun. I mean, there's some common sense things to exercise here because we don't want anybody getting shot. We don't want, whether it's a police officer or whether you, because you decided to be a bit of a knucklehead for a moment. You know, some of these things are just so commonsensical. It's like, I feel like, Horace, maybe you can give everybody the talk and tell them what they should do when, you know, they come in contact with a police officer and understand that they are a fellow humanoid, that they're here to protect and to serve, and, you know, behooves us to be a part of the solution and not part of the problem.
Well, I'd rather give a truth bomb instead, release
okay.
a truth bomb instead.
All right.
Here is reality. I don't believe that American public, predominantly black Americans, predominantly urban community residents, are fearful of law enforcement and that they are concerned that law enforcement is going to mistreat them. And how do I know this? When my dad we didn't have all of the constitutional protections that exist today. And Escobedo and all of those other rules where the Supreme Court constrained law enforcement weren't in place, and the sheriff could literally look at you, point at you, call you over, put you in the back of the car, and take you and hold you overnight or longer for no reason whatsoever. And when that period existed, do you know what my father and his friends all did? They feared that this could actually happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, they avoided being out at night. They avoided going over to certain communities and street corners and operating. They took special care not to find themselves in a circumstance where they might encounter law enforcement. And that's because they believed it.
Yeah.
It wasn't, I'm not saying this, that it's fair, that it's just. I'm telling you that today, most of the people who are presenting these claims actually don't believe them. If, in fact, law enforcement were actively going around killing black Americans, what you would see is a similar response to what happened in the 1950s when people feared that there could be abuses by law enforcement. They took special care. It didn't require a conversation from my grandfather to my father to understand this concept. I do not believe, and of course the statistics bear this out, there is no evidence that if you are black and you are under the age of 35, that you are at some heightened risk of being harmed or injured by law enforcement. The number one most likely cause of injury or death if you are a black person under age 35 or even under age 55, most likely risk is that another black person, 35 down to 14, maybe 15, this is according to the FBI and the DOJ, that's the biggest risk factor that you face. Now, if parents, if communities want to have conversation with their children, with their loved ones, they should say to them, the biggest risk you face in injury, in death, or some other concern is that as a young black person, another young black person is the most likely. Now, that conversation is highly, highly unpopular and is frowned upon, and it therefore avoids the care that needs to be taken, and that's the reason why the federal government lists the number three cause of death among black men as homicide. Our racial group has homicide in their top 10 causes of death. That's
wow.
My truth bomb.
Well, I appreciate that because, you know, part of the challenge that we're having, Horace, is breaking through the emotion and this narrative that we have been filled with by the mainstream media and by those race baiters that are making a living on this. I mean, again, you go back to that old axiom, follow the money. When you follow the money, then you it's interesting how often you find the truth at the end of the rainbow money here, huh?
Again, it does not surprise me that the very agitators and activists who were saying just a year or two ago, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon, are the same ones going around today trying to get us all to believe that law enforcement are singling out minorities. And I would love to see who's funding, how the funding operates, the organizations. Even now, under the Department of Justice's grants program, are you, the taxpayer, ultimately subsidizing what I would call hate speech against law enforcement?
It's a good question. It's a good question. And it's one, again, that we can consider if we follow the money. But these days, there's a lot of activity and a lot of confusion that they're taking full advantage of, so, you know, that they can keep the money flowing to them, and they keep us at each other's throats, as Charles Barkley said. Stay tuned. We've got more from Horace Cooper after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Doubling down on the divisions we've worked so hard to heal. You know this stuff is wrong. Hear me clearly. America is not a racist country. It's backwards to fight discrimination with different types of discrimination. And it's wrong to try to use our painful past to dishonestly shut down debates in the present.
What a powerful statement from Senator Tim Scott. So powerful, Horace Cooper, that the heads on the left, I mean, all you saw was gray matter flying out across the hemisphere here. Their brains exploded because you talk about truth bombs. That was another significant truth bomb that he put into perspective and blessed so many of America. I would say the majority of Americans with that statement. What do you say?
It is to me really dismaying that a truth that America today is so far removed from America of yesterday that it had to be said. It is troubling to me that we are continuing to hear people try to convince us that there is no real substantive difference between how life was in 1940 or 1920 versus today. The 21st century is an amazing, unbelievable example of all of the things that have occurred where Americans have improved situations, where Americans have come together. And he had to say it because our president and our vice president and the elite continue to mislead us all. And it is going to lead to misery if this truth is not understood and recognized. How is that misery going to happen? That we're going to make it open season to begin 21st century separatism, 21st century racism, and 21st century Jim Crow 2.0. Those are the risks that we have, and that is not a discrimination that is based on stymieing the options and opportunities of blacks. It is saying that it is appropriate and just for government to organize itself around the race of the people who live in its communities. That's what Jim Crow was. It wasn't wrong to tell a woman she couldn't sit where she wanted to on the bus. It wasn't wrong to have a separate water fountain because these people were black. It was wrong because these people were citizens of this country and they were entitled to the same rights and the same benefits. Today in the 21st century, it is just as wrong to disfavor a white man or any other person, an Asian or any other person, not because of their particular race, but because they, as citizens, are entitled to all of the same rights and privileges of any other citizens.
Amen.
And these progressives are rejecting that.
Well, we have to see, Horace, to your point here, we have to see that what affects one class of people, whether it's blacks, browns, Asians, affects us all. That's what Tim Scott is saying, right? Because it's insane. It's upside down. And it's not like this is any big surprise. In the book of Isaiah, looking at the Bible, he points out, he says, woe on that day when you call evil good and good evil. And that's where we are right now. Our world has been turned upside down. And we're being led to believe this big lie. And for what purpose? What it seems to be, again, the Democratic Party doing what they do best, and that is to control people, and this race card has been a powerful weapon for them for decades. They don't know anything else but that. They don't see what you just brilliantly put perfectly into context here right now, is that this is about America. This isn't about party. This isn't about individual people groups. It's about America. We all come here and we root for each other because my success is your success that allows you a doorway to do better, and the opposite is true as well, that your success will help me do better. That's what this is all about, not by the color of your skin, but as Tim Scott said the other night, here it is, we've got reverse racism. We're trying to fix racism with reverse racism. That's backwards.
Yeah, let's stop calling it reverse racism. It's just racism. We've picked a new superior racial group, and we've picked a new, quote, inferior racial group. It was wrong when that was used to separate blacks and whites. In the 20th century, it's wrong when it's used to separate whites and blacks in the the 21st century.
Well, Horace, Joe Biden the other night brought back the era of big government. Bill Clinton, as you'll recall, in the latter 90s said the era of big government was dead, but it is back, and it's back with a vengeance. I mean, we're looking at $6 trillion progressive agenda. This does not bode well for the American way of life, does it?
Just to remind everybody that during 8 years of the Obama government has every answer to every single problem terms, two terms, if you were working class, you were worse off than you were at the beginning of that period. If you were a minority, you were worse off than you were at the beginning. If you lived in the city, the average resident who was a citizen of a big blue metropolitan community was worse off after that period. Now, contrast that with 4 years of the Trump administration, and what you saw was an amazing level of achievement by Americans, white Americans, black Americans, women, every category that we track, you saw unbelievable improvement. 8 years of stagnation under Barack Obama. Why would we ever consider doing it again? My old boss used to say there's no good lesson to be learned from the second kick of a mule.
I'm writing that down. I am writing that down and taking it to the bank. Thank you for that. You're exactly, I mean, so many of us, millions of people are scratching their head, and now we have people coming out, and they're having T-shirts and bumper stickers. I didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for, well, who the heck did?
Well, you know, that's a conversation that we also need to focus on. I'm waiting to see what we learn in Arizona with this audit.
Yes.
I am highly skeptical of the official numbers that are presented, at least as they show with the minority community. Going from numbers in the 30s and even in some instances in the 40% saying that we support the conservative, the pro-worker candidate in that case, that race that was Donald Trump, and then saying, no, 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 this number might be as low as 7%, that just, as we say in Texas, that dog won't hunt.
That's right, exactly. And why, Horace? I mean, here, the constitutional law professor that you are, why is the Supreme Court avoiding this like some, you know, hot potato straight out of the microwave?
Well, that's exactly what we saw here, is that a decision was made to exercise their discretion to hear cases. Frankly, the very early on decision last fall not to hear election-related cases until after the election tainted the process. One of the big issues over whether or not local and state governments, regulatory agencies, Secretary of State and the election officials could change the rules even though the state legislature, which the Constitution vests with this power, had not authorized them to do so. The Supreme Court failed to hear those cases prior to the election.
Mm-hmm. Well, even now, Horace, with the divide in Congress being what it is, they're ill-prepared. They cannot figure this out. This has to be done at the Supreme Court level, doesn't it?
Well, one would say it should, but we also need to be saying it as well, the citizens, because popular government means that the people are supposed to have their input in this.
Well, he's with Project 21, the former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator. Horace Cooper has been with us. I hope you've been taking notes. A lot of brilliant Horace Cooperisms were flying out today. Boy, they're going to be held close to my memory, let me tell you.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership. Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israeli medical officials said Friday that a stampede broke out during a Jewish religious festival in the country's northern region, killing at least 44 and injuring around 150 people. The tragedy, one of the deadliest civilian disasters in the country's history, occurred at Mount Moron. The event attracts tens of thousands from the ultra-Orthodox community. U.S. health regulators pledged again Thursday to try to ban menthol cigarettes. The Food and Drug Administration has attempted several times to get rid of menthol, but faced pushback from big tobacco, members of Congress, and Americans wanting freedom of choice. The lawsuit filed by anti-smoking and medical groups last summer is to force the FDA to finally make a decision. SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral in Florida on Wednesday, putting another 60 internet satellites into orbit. Over 1,500 Starlink satellites have been deployed by SpaceX, each weighing 550 pounds. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Sam Sorbo joins us. Yes, the actress, film producer, author, homeschooling advocate. We got her to take a break and breathe for just a moment and give us a little bit of her time. And we're honored that she's on the show. Sam, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to hear your voice. Let me say, give you a shout out, an early happy Mother's Day to you.
Aw, thank you so much.
How's the family? Everybody's fine? I talked to Kevin a couple weeks back, and it sounded to me that he was staying out of trouble, or at least that's the story he told me.
Well, I got a standing ovation last night for a speech that he gave, so he's out there speaking to the public and still doing his appearances and got some movies in the works, too, for the summer. So we're excited to be kind of getting back to business again.
Exactly. Well, Sam, both you and Kevin have been such a powerful force for reason and common sense, and I just so appreciate your dedication and commitment on behalf of all of us. I know that your heart has been greatly committed toward homeschooling. You've become the advocate of advocates, and it's got to grieve you, as it is an increasing number of moms and dads that are seeing what's going on in these public schools, this indoctrination that's taking place. You know, break that down for our audience, if you would.
I thought this was a one-hour thing. I thought we only had 20 minutes.
yes, I know.
So, Bill, I go into it in my book, They're Your Kids. But the fact is that what's happening in our schools now is completely off the rails. The amount of pornography that is coming in through the textbooks, and now they're moving so much of what's happening for the kids to online, which makes it much more difficult for the parents to know what's going on. And let me preface this by saying I don't blame the teachers. I think the teachers are sort of caught in a system that has been corrupted by nefarious forces. But there are evil people out there, and they want your children. And if you want me to sort of summarize it very briefly, when you teach a child evolution without any reference to creation or the creation theory, the yeah. evolution theory is a theory. It has yet to be proven. Darwin himself said it. Mm-hmm. I'm not making this up. But when you teach them only evolution, you're teaching them that they are a series of accidents, which means that intrinsically they have no value. You're also teaching them that survival of the fittest is the law of the land. And survival of the fittest, being the law, breaks down to the strong survive and the weak get trampled. And then at the same time, the schools have this big anti-bullying push. Well, first of all, why do you think they need to tell kids not to bully? It's because the system itself is educating them to believe that bullying is the way forward.
It's
bullying,
acceptable.
Which is
sure.
survival of the fittest, is the law of the land. We just right. established that. And now somehow we're shocked. Shocked, I tell you, that children are acting out and beating each other up.
Sam, just a real quick, I want to insert this if I can. Case in point is the way, you know, elected officials were talking about this incident that happened between the two girls where the one girl was shot. She was about to disembowel, you know, a girl. She had her up against the car, and these legislators said, well, this is like a schoolyard fight. Why make a big deal out of it? I mean, to your point, right?
Well, and a few years back, Bill, in, let's see, I think it was the town of Baltimore, there were two young women, middle schoolers, who beat a young woman to death in the middle school bathroom. They beat her to death, and within an hour, the superintendent of schools came out and said, quote, "Our schools are safe," end quote.
Wow.
And you know, we're stuck now because we've all been educated in this same system. Mm-hmm. And the system taught us, don't question the system. I mean, if it taught us anything at all, it taught us that. So we're struggling now because with COVID, the blinders have come off. We are able to see more what they're teaching the kids. We're able to perceive more how much they hate the parents. And I'm not talking about individual teachers, of course. I'm talking about the corporate, the system,
the administration. Yes, exactly.
To separate the child from the parent, they undermine, and it's baked into the system too. The undermining of parental authority. So when you drop your child off at school, and you tell that child, the school has the authority. The school knows better than I do. I'm incapable, but the school can do it. And the school can give you all the information, the, quote, education that you need. What do you think that message sends to the child? You're sending the message that your authority is no longer as valid.
Exactly.
When the child comes back to you and says, you have to sign my permission slip, Daddy. Mm-hmm. And you say, okay, give it to me, I'll sign it. Because the teacher says I have to sign it. Well, your authority is undermined. So please don't be surprised when your child comes home and rolls their eyes at you when you say some value that you have, because your values are no longer valid.
That's exactly what's going on. I mean, Sam, this all points to a systemic problem. I mean, if anything is systemic, it is this, and it's all pervasive. You know, the curriculum, this critical race theory that is now, you know, invaded the curriculum, and then parents are starting to see, in some cases, there was a recent story in Missouri where the people were looking at curriculum and saw, and were seeing how the kids were being dumbed down when it came to science issues. And Joe Biden the other night was talking about competing with the Chinese. Well, the Chinese aren't dealing with a lot of the problems, you know, psychologically and domestically that we're dealing with here, and we're so caught up in a bucket of gum. I mean, how can you compete in the playing field if you're so distracted and handcuffed?
Yes, indeed. I would also say that we spend more money than every other country in the world except Switzerland per student. Mm. And we are like like 27th in the world.
Yeah, 27th. How does that make sense?
The system.
Yeah. You see, you and I are we have business minds, and we look at return on investment. We look at what you invest, there should be a return. And when you're getting, you know, for all the money that we're pouring into education, and we rank 27, so, you know, where are we at here? People aren't saying this is a bad investment. What is going on? And to your point, it's not so much that we're blaming the teachers, because they get into teaching for all the right reasons. You love the heart and passion of people that say, you know, of all the jobs that they would want, they want to be a teacher. You go, wow, that is awesome. Well, let's do what we can to help them realize their passion and exercise their vocation and their chosen profession. Instead, they're being handcuffed and frustrated. It's no wonder that teachers are retiring way too early, and just like law enforcement and that, we're losing some quality people through this crazy process, Sam.
Well, I encourage teachers who have a passion for teaching and love kids and are frustrated by a system that dictates to them how best to do their jobs when the system itself has not proven to be effective. I mean, that's the problem. Like, they implemented Common Core, okay? It's been a disaster. Test scores are down despite all of their promises. Why didn't their promises pan out? Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's because they never tested it before they made all the promises, similar to what's happening with the shots now. The tests aren't completed. The tests are being done currently, and they're making all these promises because there's nobody there to sort of double check them and say, hey, wait a minute, why are you implementing an entire shift in curriculum when you have no test results to prove that it works? It reminds me of when they instituted whole word reading in the schools without any result, any testing to say that whole word reading was successful. Well, it wasn't. It was a huge disaster, but it didn't sell a lot of textbooks. And so I'm just highly suspicious, and I encourage parents to be highly suspicious of a system that fails repeatedly and continues to make promises repeatedly and doesn't provide any data to support their claim. And so I encourage teachers today who are frustrated with that.
Exactly. Well, it's a prevailing attitude. We've got to go to break, and we'll pick up when we come back and talk about this, because we need to see how that, you know, that idea and philosophy is so pervasive in our politics, our school system, our relationships. And to me, it's a bit scary. We've got more from Sam Sorbo.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Yeah, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, this is the word here is that not to lose hope because of who we put our hope in, Sam Sorbo. And thank God for God that he hasn't forsaken us, that he does give us a way out. And because of all that Jesus did for us on the cross, we have the freedom. But, you know, like you said earlier, if we surrender that freedom, then shame on us. And it's almost like we negate the power of the blood and cross in the process, because as free people in Christ, we are called to a higher calling, aren't we?
So I love that you come back with this, because we left sort of thinking about our inability, and yet you come back with this message of hope. And the idea is, and this is sort of I'm working on some different ideas these days. Mm-hmm. First of all, the idea of freedom is actually the author of freedom is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He invented it, okay? Mm-hmm. Evolution doesn't believe in freedom. Evolution doesn't believe in equality. Evolution believes in survival of the fittest, right?
Right.
And yet that's what we're teaching our kids in school. Is it any wonder that they're growing up socialists? We've got Marxist indoctrination in our schools, but even the system itself is of a socialist nature.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about it, I was in my homeschool community, we do senior thesis, and so each of our seniors presents their thesis and has a review board, and we ask questions in front of an audience, and they defend their thesis, and one of the girls wrote about socialism and how rampant it is.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the judges, I was sitting on the panel of judges, and one of the judges was shocked that 80% or 83% of millennials actually skew socialists.
Yes.
That's apparently, you know, that just shocked him. Of course, I've known that for a while. We're teaching it in our schools, but more importantly, there's an appeal to socialism. And the appeal is that the individual, the working man, is powerless against the big, mean corporation. Why is there that appeal? And I believe that the appeal comes from ingratitude. The reason is, when you're raised without the idea of a higher authority,
mm-hmm. or God, right?
Yes.
You lose gratitude. That just goes out of the equation. It's no longer a part of the equation. Because who's God? Well, you are. You're your own God.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And
yeah, we're back to the Garden of Eden. Yeah, exactly.
Be grateful to yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't
mm-hmm.
learn gratitude because you are the creator of everything that you have and everything mm-hmm. that you see, you know, all that. And so these kids are now growing up without gratitude, and so they can only see the corporation, in a sense, as evil. And what else feeds into that is minimum wage laws. Because minimum wage laws, the premise is you deserve more and they're not paying you enough. And therefore, the big, bad, mean corporation not paying you enough, the government then forces the mean corporation to pay you more. But the problem with that whole exchange is it's not free trade. It's not a free exchange. It's a coerced exchange. And so what happens is the individual says, yeah, you owe me that $15 an hour. Why isn't it 30? Well, why isn't it 100?
Sure.
And so it feeds their ingratitude and they don't see the value in the corporation. Well, no wonder the Marxists end up tearing down all the corporations. That's their goal.
Yeah, the thing is amazing to me, and we had this conversation the other day with a group of men, and, you know, when we were growing up, the big saying was in the 60s and 70s, oh, you got to stick it to the man, you got to stick it to the man, right? Well, until you grow up and you realize, well, you are the man. You end up sticking it to yourself, and that's the thing about ingratitude, and that truly is the original sin that goes back to the Garden of Eden, as you were just saying, is that we would be as God, and that as if God was so afraid of it, is what Satan told us, and that's what we act out. When we act out like that, then eugenicists come into play, less than, abortion is no big problem, people getting murdered, not that big a deal, let's put people in nursing homes, and so 15,000 people die, no big whoop here. In fact, let me come to Hollywood and give me an award, for all this great stuff that I did, right? I mean, this is so upside down, but it's an abandonment of godly freedoms and godly principles that we're paying the price for, and we're passing it down to the next generation. This is what's so dangerous.
It is very dangerous, but, however, I will say the truth will prevail, because
yes.
The truth is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason that you hear the left screaming for tolerance is because the least tolerant thing we have is the truth. The
yeah.
truth is 2 + 2 = 4. You can try to say it's 5, but you'll get a smackdown because the truth is it won't tolerate a lie. That's
mm-hmm.
why the left is constantly screaming for tolerance, because they know that they're in the lie. And
yeah.
all we need to do is stand strong in the truth, because
yeah.
Because we know the truth, right? Which is why I wrote my book, Words for Warriors,
right.
Which is available now. Anybody
yeah.
wants to buy it, they can buy it on Amazon or go to samsorbo.com. And I go through all the words that the left has tried to steal and change their meaning. So they recently redefined the word bigot in the Oxford Dictionary. And so now the new, more neutral meaning of the word bigot is basically, if you prefer steak to chicken, you're a bigot. So that way they can apply the word liberally to whoever they want,
right.
and then they just won't apply it to the other people who actually are the bigots. They've
right.
changed the meaning of the word fascist. I mean, fascism is very clearly left-wing, but somehow now we have these right-wing, and I'm putting this in air quotes, right-wing fascists.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, show me a right-wing fascist. They don't exist.
Right, exactly.
And then that feeds the lie that, oh, well, there's violence on both ends of the spectrum. No, there's not. There is no right-wing violence. Please show me right-wing violence. I fail to see it. And please don't tell me, oh, the Capitol Hill riots.
Yeah. One day compared to hundreds of days in Seattle.
No. Yes, but I'm not even going to let you get away with that, Bill.
Okay.
Show me the right-wing violent protesters who committed the violence, who were Trump supporters. Show me where they are in jail.
Oh,
they arrested a bunch of people.
Yes. No, you're
left wing.
When you break it down, you're exactly right. But my point is that they're overinflating one day versus hundreds of days that they purposely ignored in Portland and Seattle. That was my point.
Well, okay, and that's another thing that I mentioned in my book. Like, the left says, oh, we hate violence. No, they don't. They love violence. The left loves violence. The left absolutely loves violence if it serves their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it doesn't really, they really do love violence. But they will pretend because they're filled with lies. They lie all the time, literally, about everything. Now, I don't go to the individual. There are certain individuals that embody that, mm-hmm. like the leader of Black Lives Matter, who has four mansions and is now looking for a fifth one. And where has the money for Black Lives Matter gone?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
So there are those out there. They are, in a sense, the outliers. The problem is that they are controlling the Democrat Party now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big problem. And so Democrats, really, I urge you to reexamine the motives and the machinations of your party, because your party stands for legalized killing of babies up to and including and after birth. Okay, mm-hmm. That is the Democrat Party today. So
right.
We have a big problem because we are, by and large, a two-party system. One party is for America. The other party is against it. Period.
That's
Full
clear.
Stop.
Yeah, exactly.
They hate life. They hate truth. And by the way, Bill, my book is dedicated to the Word, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that's why the left seeks to corrupt the language, because our words speak truth, and they want us to be speaking lies.
Yeah.
And so they coerce us into saying that a man is a woman, that up is down, that right is wrong. And we simply cannot stand for it anymore. So, and that's why I wrote the book, Words for Warriors, because I want people to become warriors for the truth. Jesus said, I came to testify to the truth. He didn't say, I came to open a can of whoop-ass on, you know,
on the ruling class,
so
yes.
So many things he could have said. I came
exactly.
to bring light to the world. I came to show power to the world. I came to expose the world to God. No, he said, I came to bear witness to the truth, because when God speaks, it's the truth.
Right.
God spoke, let there be light, and ushered in the truth.
Right. Ushered in order, because there was chaos before then. The other thing was
that's
that Jesus...
That's what the left wants.
Exactly.
Have you noticed?
And, yes, exactly. Well, that's like, you know, to your earlier point, I find it quite rich that the people who ask for tolerance are the most intolerant.
Well, they're only intolerant of the stuff that they don't want to tolerate.
Right. Which is the truth, which is the very thing, you know, again, that Jesus said in relationship to coming to set the captives free. See, people don't even realize it. And it's not just America. It's around the world. People are being held captive because they've turned their back on the truth of God. So this is going back to what we talked earlier. Where does freedom come from? It only comes from one person, God himself. And if you're disconnected from God, forget it. You're not living in liberty. You are not going to realize the full potential of who God intended you to be and enjoy true fulfillment and happiness. Enjoy this side of heaven apart from God.
Yep. Well said, Bill.
On that happy note, we'll leave it there. Sam, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you.
So get my book, Words for Warriors. Go to samsorbo.com. You can buy it there, and that's where I put up all my videos. There's also a YouTube channel. I'm very excited about what's coming because I think our...
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated?